Sorry, I just wanted to, in a way, come back on something that Marcus was saying about the images, and they could be in a BBC documentary. Firstly, I found the way that they kept coming back, you know, you kept going back, or you anticipated certain sequences, or you remembered certain sequences, as it were, at a certain point, was quite different to what we see on TV. And you also were just saying that, you know, the, when you were filming using the camera, you were looking out for great images, which I know myself is something you feel yourself doing. And that the and then earlier you said the images were there. I can't remember quite what word you've used it several times to create a, some sort of sensation, which has gone out of philosophy, you know, sort of attracting people. For me, the images were much more to do with interpretation. They were much more intelligent than that, the way they worked. So, for example, there's the image of the quarry at the concentration camp, and we're hearing Stiegler talk about dying one's own death and originary time that comes from that. You know, that rather than us existing in this present moment, we are always going towards our death, coming from our past. And at first, I found that juxtaposition really quite shocking, that you should juxtapose mortality with murder. And then he goes on to talk about calculation, and it kind of squares the circle. The bit that Heidegger leaves out, he can't quite say,
yeah,
which is about, you know, what the final solution is about, is that connection between my own death, calculation, and the actuality of this quarry. And I thought the images bring in an actuality that's not there in or is not is potentially missing in philosophy, and when it's just textual. How do you feel about that?
Well, it was essential to me. It was essential in a way to use Heidegger against Heidegger, and to use perhaps Stiegler against Heidegger in a way that he wasn't thinking about when he was saying what he was saying. He's talking about a rereading of Heidegger, but that quarry adds a whole other layer to what's being talked about, as you're saying. And in the critical reception of the film, people have always often tended to focus on the section inside the chamber, inside the concentration camp, and not on the sculptures afterwards. And the quarry, to me, which is an essential next step in thinking about the relationship between the issues that you've just brought up.